Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we begin a new Masechta, Masechas Tamid, and we are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. B'shalosh Mekamos HaKohanim Shamu Beis HaMikdash. There were three places that the Kohanim stood guard in the Beis HaMikdash. Be'Beis HaTinas, in a place called Beis HaTinas, Be'Beis HaNitzos, in a place called Beis HaNitzos, Be'Beis HaMokad, and the Beis HaMokad. Beis HaTinas and Beis HaNitzos are Aliyos. Beis HaTinas and Beis HaMotzos, they were second floor. They were not on the ground level. The Harovim Shomrim Sham, and they would have young Kohanim that were guards over there. Beis HaMokad, Kippah. The Beis HaMokad was a kippah. It was like a dome. Ubayis Gadol Haya, and it was very big. Mukaf Rovdim Shalevin, and it had stone ledges around it. Vizikne Beis Av Yishenim Sham, and the elders of the Beis Av that were working that day would sleep on those ledges. Umaftachos Azara Biadam, and they had the keys to the Azara in their hands. Upirchikuna Ish Kisto Ba'aretz, and the younger Kohanim would each have his own sheets and covers, and they would sleep on the floor until it was time for the Mishmarah to begin. Lo hayushenim bebigdei kodesh. The Kohanim didn't sleep wearing the bigdei kohuna because that's not right. Eloposhin mekaplim menichin l'santachas rasheyan. They would take them off, they would fold them up, and they would put it underneath their heads and miskasim b'ksosatzman. They would wear their own pajamas and their own blankets. Eira keri lechem man. In front of the Kohanim who was sleeping in the Beis HaMokad became a balkeri. He'd have to leave the area that he was sleeping in and go into the tunnel that went under the Beis HaMikdash. There were candles lit along the way so he could see in the tunnel until he got to the place where the mikveh was. There was a fire there. And there was a dignified bathroom. What made it dignified? If you see that it was locked, then you know somebody was there. Pasuach yodei shein shem adam. If you see that it was open, you know that it was not being occupied. So there was an occupied sign, basically, and that maintained the dignity of all the kohanim. Yored v'taval olav v'nistapik. He went to the mikveh and dried off. V'nischamim k'negra madura, would warm his body by the fire. Bavi yashav lo etzalecha v'kohanim ad shasharm niftachim. And then he went back into the Beis HaMokad and he stayed with the rest of the kohanim until the gates of the Azara were open. And then yotzei v'hoch. And then he left the Beis HaMikdash and went home because he couldn't do the avodah that day since he had become tameh the previous night. Mishnah Beis, Mishu Rotzu Litrumas Mizbech. Any Kohen who wants can do the Trumas Adeshin from the Mizbech. Mashkim V'Tovel, he would wake up, meaning if he, any Kohen who would like the opportunity to be Torah in the Deshin, would wake up early and go to the Mikveh. Actually, Yava Mamuna, and he's got to be ready before the Mamuna arrives in the Beis HaMokad. V'chi Beis Usha Mamuna, but when does the Mamuna arrive in the Beis HaMokad? Lo Kalitim Shavos. It's not always the same time. Sometimes it's as soon as the rooster crows. Sometimes a little bit before, a little bit after. And the moon would come and he would knock on the doors. And the Kohanim would open the doors for him. And he said, whoever has already gone to the mikvah could come and participate in the lottery to figure out who's going to get to do the Trumas Hadeshen. So they did a lottery. And whoever won the lottery got to do the Trumas Hadeshen that day. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, we said that there were three places where there were guards in the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaTinas, Beis HaNitzos, and Beis HaMokad. And the Beis HaTinas and Beis HaNitzos were second story buildings, the rooms, and the young Kohanim were there. The Beis HaMokad was a very large dome with stone ledges where the elders would sleep on the ledges, and they had the keys of the Azara, and the younger Kohanim would use their own bedding, and they would put their big dekodesh under their heads, and if someone became a balkeri, they'd have to go through the tunnel system and go to the mikveh and warm themselves by a fire, and there was a Beis HaKiseh Shalkavod there, and then they would return to the Beis HaMokad, and when all the other Kohanim went to the Beis Avoda, that Kohen would go home. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that if a person wanted the opportunity to participate in Trumas Hadeshen, he'd have to get to the mikveh before the Mumuna arrives. When the Mumuna would come, around the time of Kriyas together, sometimes earlier, sometimes later, he would say, whoever has already gone to the mikveh could come and participate in the lottery to decide who's going to bring the Trumas Hadeshen. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel.